بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank Almighty Allah, we glorify His name, we appreciate Him who has made it possible for us to be among those who witness this blessed month, Shahru Ramadan Mubarak, to be said. We pray that the Almighty Allah grant us all what it needs to fast the day of Ramadan and stand its night to his own satisfaction. May he accept all our good deeds as acts of ibadah to us. The Almighty Allah put a little we were and we be able to do in our record of good deeds. May he count all of us among those Almighty Allah will forgive his sins and admit into the paradise. We thank him very much because last year it was not allowed for us to even go out freely from our own houses, talk less of having any gathering, social or whatever. But alhamdulillah, today, at least we have that relief that we can be moving around, we can be going and coming to and from our offices, we go to our businesses. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. If anybody said there will be something that we confine everybody of us inside his or her house, one may not believe it, but it has happened. That's Almighty Allah for you. Allah says, "Sanurihim ayatina fil afaq wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq." If somebody perhaps has kind of doubt, is not in total belief in the natural or even power of Almighty Allah, I think what had happened last year stands as a great sign and warn to everybody to believe that Allah alone controls the world and He has that power. Kun fayakun. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. That's the Almighty Allah, the most powerful, the most mighty. Once has decreed something, it takes him no any amount, no any minute, just to say كن فيكون. That is be. And that thing will be instantly. So Allah has promised that He will be showing us His signs, His ayah, His proof, His evidence among ourselves and among the nature. So we thank Him for His mercy. As our tradition, the Muslim Ummah of Nasarawa State University. It is our practice that every Ramadan we do hold Ramadan Tafsir, Tafsir al-Quran, in pursuant to the tradition of Muslims across the world. And also it was authentically reported that the Messenger of Almighty Allah used to increase all forms of ibadah during this month. To the extent that Malaku Jibril, that is the angel Jibril, used to descend down to him and revise Al-Quran Al-Kareem together with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was also reported authentically that whoever group of Muslims that assemble in a place of worship or in any place reciting Al-Quran, revising the hadith and tafsir, Almighty Allah will send them unto them His malak, His malaika, angels that will cover them with their honorable wings, and also the malak or malaika will be seeking for the forgiveness of Almighty Allah to them. So for this proof and others unmentioned, the Muslim Ummah took it as responsibility upon itself to be holding tafsir in the days of Ramadan. We are starting late, but we apologize for that. We were doubting whether to do Ramadan, to do tafsir or not, owing to the fact that the university is just concluded or finished exam. But since the semester continues, I think we